This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. In the name of the Keilah, we want to warmly welcome back you to Solomon. You were very missed. You were very missed. You know, it's interesting. Every person lends their flavor to the shul. And when you go away, we miss you. So you're here. It's a pleasure to have you back. Also, it gives me a warm feeling that we have a full shul down here. Upstairs, the house is full with women learning Avos Yisrael. So it's mamish, it's two levels of Torah, which is a wonderful thing. HaShavas Aveda, this watch has been found. Is anybody's watch? It's a very nice watch. You want it to be yours?
Depends what the price is.
Anybody? Watch. Okay, it's making the rounds. It already went to Schoolhouse, so now we have to have somebody take it to 40 Skyline. Who goes to 40 Skyline on a regular basis that could bring it over there? Huh? Okay, so bring it over to 40 Skyline and let's see if we could find the lucky owner.
You have to get a big job put in
there. If not, we'll return it to Shimon Hirsch, who found it.
It was left right here. Shachris wasn't here. Mitra came back.
Okay, well, we'll give it a chance. First, we'll try 40 Skyline, and then we'll see. It's not expensive enough to be Yaakov Orman, so I knew it wasn't his. We are sponsored by the Fish family, Linishmas Basi Bas Rabacham Ben Avram Alevi Peril Bas Ruvain. We learn Linishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem, Ferel Yomash Mechai Sor, Yaakov Ben Basi Alea, for the Schus of Avram Binyam Benish Ben Malki Hudis and family, by Yol Klugman and family, Lefu Shalem, for Avig Dariah Ben Rifkin, the Bas Chai Sor, Yitz Ben Tzim Ben Dush, Rifka Bas Shivalea, Shmuel Ben Yom Ben Shivalea, Chana Bas Shashabina, Moshe Ben Meir Ben Esther Fradel, Meir Ben Chai Sor, they should have Lefu Shalem, Besek Shachal Yisrael. We're up to Mishnah Beis in the third parak. This is an interesting thing. We always say about pouring the blood on the base. Sometimes we pour it on the southern base of the Mizbeach. Sometimes we pour it on the western base of the Mizbeach. There were two holes. Ubekeren Marabas Dramas on the southwestern corner, on the base, Hayushnei Nekovim. There were two holes. Kemin Shnei Chotomin Dakin, like two nostrils, two thin nostrils. The blood that was put on the western base and on the southern base, Yordin Bahen, went down those holes. They mix into the canal that ran out of the Mizbeach through the Sharamayim. The Yoitzin Lenachal Kidron went out to the Kidron stream where it was sold by the Gizborim for fertilizer. Lamata Baritzba Ba'isa Kerem, lower down on the floor in that corner, Makam HaYasham Ama Al Ama, there was a place over there, an Ama by an Ama, the Tabla Shel Shaish, and there was a marble tablet that wasn't plastered, the Tabas HaYasa Kvuba, it had a ring that you could pick it up, and they picked it up, Shabo Yordin Lashis. The nesachim, the wine, went down and congealed. And every so many years, they would go down there. They would go through this area under this tablet and clean it out. Now, we know that there was a ramp that led up to the Mizbeach. V'kevesh hoyo l'droy m'shel Mizbeach. There was a ramp to the south of the Mizbeach. Shloshim u'shtayim, it was 32 amas long. Al roichev sheish esrei. With the width of 16 amas, uravuva ha'isaloi b'marava, and it had a window. This is a very interesting piece of the Mizbeach that most people don't know about it. It had a small little window, a compartment, on its western side. Sheshama yunoisnim psulei chatas ha'if. The disqualified chatas ha'if, which was done in that corner, the burnt sin offering, if it was disqualified, it couldn't be burnt right away. It had to be wait until Tu'ubat Tzuras and wait till the morning. And in the meantime, they kept it inside that compartment. Okay, a few things. First of all, it's too early to count Svira, so we want to remind you that last night was 19. Last night was Yom Tov, Yud Tes, it was 19. And after we say it after the daf, which is tonight at 8:20 thereabouts. There's a medrash in this week's parsha on the famous pasuk of Bezois Yavai Aaron El HaKadosh. The medrash says, "He besachbulos." With tachpulos, with strategy, you should do milchama. And it says that if a person did a chavila shel averis, he did a bundle of averis. Rabbi Abba ben Tzion, the Shiva Paris Yosef, said, what's an example of a bundle of averis? An example of a bundle of averis is a person that spoke lashon hara on someone, caused him to lose his job. That person took another job where he was in a bad company and went off the derech. He went off the derech, he moved away, and he sent his children to a not from school, and they ended up marrying Goyim. So because of his lashon hara, it turned out to be a bundle of sins. And I've seen this in action. Near me, there lived a wealthy family. They had an Israeli family tenants. And Israeli family, because they were in a Jewish community, they were going to shul and they were sending their kids to a Jewish school. They decided to raise the rent. The Israelis couldn't afford to raise rent. They said they'll have to move. So I begged the family, if they move, it's going to be a tragedy. They didn't listen to me. They moved. They moved to a community that wasn't religious. They sent their children to public school. Some of the children ended up marrying goyim. It's amazing what one action of a person could cause. So the Medrash says, what should you do if you're guilty of that? And then, of course, what should you do if you're not guilty? Do chaviloi shel mitzvahs. There are times that we could do things that are bundles of mitzvahs. Of course, there are easy examples today. You get somebody a job, you help them maintain their family, you help their shalom bayis, it's chaviloi shel mitzvahs. You make a shidduch, it's chaviloi shel mitzvahs. In our shul, it's hard to recognize individuals because we have so many special individuals. But from time to time, we can't do it all in one shot. From time to time, it's proper. Hakaras HaTov is a beautiful thing. A month before Pesach, I took a look at who would be here, and I said to myself, this doesn't look good. But you know, to close a shul down. So I actually davened to Hashem, please help it that I shouldn't have to close the minyan down. And then Rabbi Levitin said he would be here with his children, and he could lane, his children could lane. And then a few people came over to me, we'll be here. And then a few more, and I said, wow, we're going to make it. What the Olam doesn't know is Rabbi Levitin called me back and said, you know, I don't think I'm going to come. It doesn't really work for me. So I told him, in no uncertain terms, that he's not responsible to me. If you're not coming, I'm closing the minyan. So he said, oh, no, then I have to think about it. And Baruch Hashem, he called me back. He said, okay, we'll do it. And he really did a chavilah shel mitzvahs. First of all, he ensured that we had a minyan, and it was a beautiful minyan. Anybody that was here told me it was warm, it was close-knit, everybody felt important. He benched Tal, he and his children leaned, davened. We really want to thank you for that, in the name of the shul. Another individual who already is deserving of our recognition way before Pesach. Anytime I go away, Baruch Hashem, we have talent here. We have Rabbi Friedman. We have a lot of talented individuals. But anytime I call Rabbi Hach, he's ready. Anytime. But not only is he's ready with quality. Nobody ever told me, could you get somebody else? No. Oh, Rabbi Hach, he spoke so nice. And already two Yom Kippurs, when I wasn't feeling so well, he davened the rest of Maariv so beautifully, and many other things that he does for the shul, quietly, pleasantly, and expertly. So we want to recognize, in the name of the board of directors, in the name of the shul, again, remembering that there's so many other people that deserve to be recognized. I mean, Baruch has a bad knee and he didn't miss a minyan on Pesach. Rich was here, Gabay Sheni. Ah, Rich. If you start talking about Rich, we might be able to count Svira at time. Just take a look at the garage, take a look at the plaque, take a look at all the different things that he paid for, take a look at the machitza. Don't get me started on Rich. I'd like to call up Gedalia Engel, who worked on this, to make the presentations. You could put this on. You're anointed.
Well, like the Rav says, we've got a lot of talented people here, and Baruch Hashem, it's a wonderful place to daven, and nobody can take the place of the Rav when he's away, that's for sure. But if the Rav is not here, Baruch Hashem, we have people that can step in, and Rabbi Hach is basically the go-to guy, especially when it comes to Tisha B'Av, running the davening, and many other things. I don't want to start listing them because there's many. In any case, so we want to make a presentation to Rabbi Hach, presented to Rabbi Hach in recognition of your dedication to Agudas Yisrael Beis Zev, year 5786, April 2026. And my brother-in-law, Binyamin, I was a rabbi in a nursing home for close to 30 years. So for me to do this is no big deal. But Binyamin didn't have really experience in doing that. He knew how, but the fact that he did it and the fact that he wasn't feeling well when he did it, but, you know, did it with Mesiras Nefesh, and again, the shul really appreciates when people step in and, you know, especially keep the shul open. So we really appreciate it. Presented to Rabbi Binyamin Levitin in recognition of your dedication to Agudas Yisrael Beis Zev, year 5786, April 2026.
We want to add that these are only tiny tokens of appreciation. Chanani ben Akasha, Amarat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Zakeis Es Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.